VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We've all been new sellers at some point, and some of us have been new sellers more than once. And if only we had known then what we had to learn the hard way. The irrepressible Robin Levin is here now with five things, five, count them, all new sellers should know. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bead Shine. And that's with two S's because it's beads, shine, one word. And she's the organizer of the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Robin, what advantages do new sellers get from attending their local meetup group?
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me today. I just want to say you're doing an amazing job with your show, and every single week I enjoy it twice over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so much fun. You always bring such great content and wonderful guests, and you know, for a meetup, what coming to a meetup group, what I really think is so important is the live interaction with each other once a month where we all work at home, online. I think it's very important to get out with like-minded entrepreneurs and interact and learn from each other what's working.
Absolutely. Best. Now, with five things all new sellers should know. What should every new seller realize about the importance of efficiency in an online business?
You know, that's the number one thing. I think scheduling is absolutely the most important thing, and not only scheduling your business when you are researching, when you're sourcing, when you're listing, but also taking time out to recharge your battery so that you're always enjoying what you do.
That's a good tip.
One very important tip. I also think that it's important to really be open-minded to where you find your information. We have Facebook groups out there now. We have all kinds of resources available for online classes like eBay Certified Education Specialists, which are available. And I think that's a resource a lot of people don't reach out and use as much as they could. And it's a fantastic resource.
Where do they find those?
Right on the eBay website. You can go to it, and you can find an eBay education specialist in your area.
Griff, you wouldn't know the link, would you? I know that we have the link on our archive page.
I believe that the fastest way to get there is to go to ebay.com/university. I believe that we still have that. Let me just double check.
Okay.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
I don't,
we'll have
eBay.
To figure it out.
Yeah, what
I'll
happened
go look
to that?
At the link on our page. You two talk amongst yourselves.
I also think, you know, I've heard so many great tips today. Just to follow up on a few things, you know, Eric Nash mentioned shipping and how important it is to really be on top of that. Make sure you have a postal scale so that you can always have, you know, the accuracy that you need. You want to make sure that you ship immediately or as fast as you can when you do have an item. Because one thing our customers love is obviously to get their item as soon as possible. So if you have a business, make sure that you have clean listings. Once you do sell the item, make sure it goes out immediately with a thank you note in the bag, because customer service is so important. That's very important. You want to make sure you develop those business relationships so that people come back and do repeat business again and again.
Okay, I think I found something here, Griff.
What's that?
Pages.ebay.com/ESP.
Well, that's not the right one.
Oh.
No, because that actually takes you to... It should be, and I just tried it again, pages.ebay.com/university will take you there. It'll take you to the page.
Pages.ebay.com/university.
Yeah, EdSpecs takes you somewhere else.
Got it. All right.
And I think using mobile is precedent right now in today's day and time. I myself use mobile and desktop when I'm listing because I find it to be the most efficient for me to do research on my desktop when I'm able to, or my laptop or my iPad. But to use my phone or my iPad to actually do listing, I feel it's much more efficient and quicker process So I love mobile.
Do you use any outside resources to remain current?
You know, we've heard a lot today about outside resources. You know, there's a lot of them out there today. Again, the Facebook groups. I love, you know, I think it's important to have store reviews done. I have a friend, you can go to askgladys.com and look, and she can do store reviews for you. And there's many other services out there as well. There's books out there. My friend Brian, we all know Brian Goodman. He's a co-star on Thrift Hunters. He just wrote a fantastic read about everything's negotiable. Tim Chapman was talking about how important negotiating is. And if you want a fun read, there's a little bit of information there that you can learn about not only negotiating, but all kinds of other great online tips just in that one book there. But we've got many books all over eBay, all over the Facebook groups where you can go and resource fantastic information on just how to take your business to the next level.
You know, I love eBay, but every now and then there's something that they do, like on their listing forms and things like that, that are a little unwieldy. And the most problem I had, and from time to time I still have it, is understanding shipping. And how to ship something.
Absolutely. It's so important to, when you list an item, to have your box ready that you're going to put it in so that you can have the dimensions put right into your listing template. And again, that's where the scale comes in. It's so important. You want to have that weight so that when the item is sold, whether you offer free shipping to incorporate the proper amount of money into the cost of your item, or to have a proper calculated shipping for your customer on the back end when it does go out, depending where they live. And, you know, another great thing is to make sure you have your shipping supplies readily available. You can always call the USPS shipping supply number at 1-800-610-8734 and order supplies and have them on hand, like padded envelopes that you can't get in your local post office because you can only get them through the USPS shipping supply order line or online.
That's a very good tip. And in fact, not having those boxes or those supplies on hand can actually make your business quickly very inefficient if you have to start running around to get them at the last minute.
Absolutely. And that goes back to the buyer really likes to get their item as fast as possible. So that's a way for you to be able to ship as quickly as possible.
So I'm looking on that page that Griff sent us to of eBay University.
Mm-hmm.
And I see something that has to do with what we're talking about right now, the basics of selling on eBay. So right. A newbie should certainly take that course. The basics of selling on eBay.
Absolutely. You get it'll help you if you need to set up your PayPal, set up your eBay user ID, and get you to the basics of listing so you can at least get started.
And it says here how to open and use a PayPal account, monitor your listings, complete your transactions, set pricing. It's very important. So you can go right to eBay University page and take that course on the basics of selling. We're talking to Robin Levin, who's on here now with five things all new sellers should know. We don't talk about the new sellers much, Griff, for some reason. By the time people call our show, they've usually sold for a while. But we want newbies also to come and listen to the program. So that would be another thing, to listen to eBay Radio, because you can pick
Absolutely.
Up a lot of tips. So what is one bonus tip that you would give a new seller?
Find somebody that's selling online and hang out with them, because it's easier to learn through osmosis than trying to do it by yourself. One of the things that I really was impressed with, I do run the New England eBay and e-commerce meetup group, and just last month we had 6 members come in for the first time ever that had never sold a thing online. And it was so exciting to have them all there in one night, all in the same room with all these people that had been selling for so long. And I got some feedback from those new members after the evening was over, and they were so excited just to be in a room with people that knew what they were doing, and they felt like they learned so much in just such a short time, in one short evening. So I think it's very important to submerge yourself with like-minded people that are doing the same thing.
So did these people just show up willy-nilly, or did you have a class for newbies?
I had a 50-50 on that. I had a few people in the community I'd been trying to get to come to a meetup for quite some time, and they all just happened to show up that night, and then there was just this odd happenstance where we had just a few new members just join and show up that night all at once for a fantastic evening with, again, our friend Brian Goodman, who just spoke and came and promoted his book I was speaking about a few minutes ago, Everything's Negotiable. So I think everybody was excited about, you know, the co-star of Thrift Hunters coming. I had a lot of new fresh blood because of that.
When is your next meetup, Robin?
Our next meetup I'm going to announce today. I just secured the room at the Roundabout Diner in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Will be on August 15th.
And do we have that on our event calendar yet?
We do not, because I am just about to put the announcement out after I hang up on the radio today.
Okay.
I'll get that link right up as soon as I'm done.
Okay, good. Thank you. We appreciate that. So what we're talking about here is if you have an event of any kind that has to do with online selling, we're happy to put your event on our eBay Radio event calendar.
Absolutely. And you know, the Facebook groups, again, are a great place to resource that. I have a New England eBay and e-commerce Facebook group. I'll post it in there, and I'm involved in quite a few online groups that I don't know. I'll probably post in the Cost group and a few others online on Facebook just to get the word out.
Robin, we love having you on the program. Please come back soon.
Oh, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing everybody soon.
She's known as top-rated seller Beads Shine.
Beads Shine.
And she's the organizer of the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group.
It's a great group. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Up next, three sources of free, or almost free, stuff. This is eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.